Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Cannot complain. Day by day is how I'm living it, because this adulting situation, it gets tough sometimes. And then when the middle of a panty, bro, I don't even know what to say. But let's do this thing. I got an album review for you. And of course, if you do like what I do right here on the podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOMOTO and show some love. Buy me a coffee or two or three. This is how we keep the lights on. Otherwise, we are taking it to Eswatini, Lyrical Buster and Sean Cast HQ. Let's do it.
The latest African album review is...
I found out about Lyrical Buster maybe two, three years ago when he dropped the monster hit, Can I Get Your Number? And I've been following his music ever since. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. This is the first time being exposed to Sean Cast HQ, but I understand that both of them are managed by the same person. So, I mean, I have high expectations for this project. Let's get into it. So, Lyrical Buster, Sean Cast HQ, and the album is called POHA, Prayers of a Hustler. Prayers of a Hustler was released September 24th this year. It has 7 tracks that runs a solid 23 minutes, 56 seconds of runtime. It's a collabo EP with one feature, and Sean Cast HQ does his thing on production, which was all handled at Upscale Studio, and he did the mixing and the mastering was handled in the US. Let's look at the music. The first tune to come out on this EP is Akusafani Nakuqala, which already is somewhat of an anthem. It came out about a month before the EP, so I think late August, and you don't have to be into Eswatini hip-hop to enjoy it. You don't even need to understand the lyrics. It's just a vibe. The EP starts off quite bouncy and somewhat pacey too. That's what I would say. And by the time I got to track 3, which is Dala, I was ready to take in more flows attentively, you know? And the gents answered the call. The song sees them do more of their rapping in English, and it made for better understanding on my part, which was great. By the time the dirty beat on Viral dropped, and I think that's track 4, I was sold. Hook, line, and sinker. These gents have something unique, and they're leading the team in their country when it comes to hip hop. I have no doubt about it. The beats themselves, they tell you, like I said earlier, Viral has one of the meanest beats I've heard, and the hook is super catchy. I found myself singing along, you know, and be that as it may, you get more relaxed but equally dangerous beats, such as on the song Lie, which I think vocally had the duo on their A game and giving us 120% in execution. I loved it. They did that sing rap situation and did not miss a beat. Gents, this was nice. Now, when we look at the flow, the first half of Prayers of a Hustler is grittier. It's from the streets. It's that type of offering in terms of music. Hard-hitting raps and beats to match with confident flows. The second half saw Sean Cast HQ and Lyrical Buster tackle the softer side to themselves and even slow it down to a straight up R&B joint like they did on the song Secrets. I mean, I wasn't ready, you know? I never expected it. But damn, they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it, and that was dope. technically, just looking at Prayers of a Hustler, I think the standard was generally pretty good. And I mean, there's room for elevation, especially when it got to the last song, which was very different from the rest of the EP. I think there was a bit more, you know, afro to it. It was a very melodious vibe, by the way, but could have used a slightly different mix and eventual master to eliminate the some parts had a very roomy reverb, and by doing that they could have accentuated the mastery of more of those instruments coming out, the instrumentation and everything else. But I digress, the guys did an amazing job otherwise. And looking at Eswatini music in general, thing is, when you're a musician in a country as small as Eswatini, it will not be easy to get out there beyond the borders unless you move to SA or something. And likewise, maybe it's even harder to really make a career out of music, because even if the song slaps and everything else, it's always a numbers game. But I do need both of these homies to get a fair chance. Hopefully land one or two dope collabos with a South African act or other, and that will get them more recognition outside the borders and start making inroads to the wider markets. What we are given on Prayers of a Hustler is really exciting, good music, and it's current. There's nothing about it that cannot go toe-to-toe with some of the best acts on the continent. Overall, I tip this to be the hottest hip-hop record in Eswatini for the foreseeable future. Tracks 1 to 7 are exactly what music in this lane should be. To get you listening, the gents killed it, Lyrical Buster, Sean Cast HQ. Well done. No skips EP for me. I will be playlisting and, you know, listening to these tracks as much as possible, because look, I absolutely love it. I didn't expect it to be so hot and so well executed, but y'all guys did it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.